Good morning, everybody. You got the Big Show on the radio. Right, Big Show on the radio?
Right!
All right, let's take any news, weather, sports.
This is Spanky from the Yellow Rose, and you're listening to the greatest morning show in recorded history of broadcast radio, the John Boy and Billy Big Show. How big is it? Bigger than my head.
Wow.
And that's big.
Huge.
There you SOB, I read it. Now pay that tab, you AC deadbeat. Son of a...
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'm out of it. It is Friday, October the 8th. I got my in here, John Boy and Billy. Hey. Tater,
hello.
Randy,
hello.
Jackie, Andy behind the glass.
Howdy.
And pillars moving around outside. Let's see here what national days we got. It's National Fluffer Nutter Day.
Ooh.
Fluffer what? Nutter, a delicacy made with bread, marshmallow fluff, and peanut butter.
Invented by Reginald Fessenden, the first disc jockey.
So, marshmallow fluff is like the marshmallow in a jar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've never had that. Never
Man,
eaten that.
I know, but that sounds like it'd be good.
It is good.
You've not seen it?
I've seen it. I hadn't had it, like you said.
I'm getting some on the way home today.
All right. Make me some fluff or nutter. It's National Pierogi Day. That's a...
Pierogi? Is that the bear that kept stealing the picnic baskets?
No, that's
Yogi Day. Okay.
It looks like a ravioli, but it has usually mashed potatoes in it.
It's like
and
a dumpling,
you
and you can put all kinds of different stuff in it. And I think you boil it, and then you can put it in a frying pan or whatever
after
that.
There was a big ad campaign or something like that. I want to say like 25 years ago, it got pierogies, front news.
Pierogi.
It's from Poland. It's part of Polish cooking,
You know, that marshmallow fluff kind of looks like mashed potatoes. I wonder if you could...
You want pierogi nutters?
Oh, pierogi fluffy nutters.
I think you've just come up with a great April Fool's.
Try that out. It's American Touch Tag Day, celebrating the childhood game. Okay. And it's National Hero Day, honors the people we look up to who aspires to be the best person we can possibly be. So make a hero and honor them today.
Yes.
All right. And as far as our giveaways, well, hang on. I'll tell you all about what I got as we continue to win John Boy's stuff.
Sounds like it's going to take a while, too.
Our daily prizes. And then beginning next week, we'll have some stuff at thebigshow.com that, as you can register online, you don't have to win a daily contest to win this cool stuff. Oh, the best idea ever. I'm so glad I hung on to all this stuff over the years.
Yeah.
Now we can share it. Okay. Uh-oh. Tater, what are you doing? You're cutting up my dancing fishing hamster, one of the prizes today?
I wasn't cutting it up.
Are you taking it out of the box?
She's carefully trying to not take it out of the box, yet replace the batteries in it that went dead probably 8 years ago.
Because otherwise, it's just a hamster.
Okay.
You know, it needs to do what it does.
This is a dancing fishing hamster.
And I'm sure the batteries died because when I gave it to you, you played it every day.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's it.
Kind of found out that was a Christmas gift from Marcy back in 2003.
Fun fact, he named it Fluffer Nutter.
And also worth pointing out, he found out it was a Christmas gift from Marcy in 2003 yesterday.
Right. All right. Well, hang on. We'll get our prize pack out and get y'all set up to win this cool stuff.
That's cool.
Big Show is on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, first prize package we play for. It's a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit in that John Boy and Billy bucket. You go to thebigshow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. And also our daily prizes. You win a contest this morning, you're automatically qualified for the Dancing Fishing Hamster that Tater is working on trying to get it to dance again. And we have the Mayberry deputy bobblehead on a motorcycle and sidecar. You remember Barney's motorcycle and sidecar from the Andy Griffith Show?
Just out of curiosity, if it's Barney on a motorcycle, why does it say David Browning?
Well, it is not Barney. It's the Mayberry deputy. David Browning played Barney during Mayberry days. Back.
So this is
really it's the bootleg Barney bobblehead.
Exactly. It's a bootleg Barney bobblehead.
Okay.
But it doesn't say Barney, it's just the Mayberry deputy.
Right.
Okay. All right. So everything, huh? Cool stuff.
Yes, now it's
very
even
rare.
More desirable.
Yeah. Well, let's look at our three dates in history where we'll get our categories. Get you ready. October the 8th, it was 1918. Sergeant Alvin York almost single-handedly killed 25 German soldiers and captured 132 in the Argonne Forest in France. During World War I, he was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yeah, he was.
Alvin rounded him up, didn't he? It was on this date, 1996. A herd of 45 thirsty elephants charged out of the hills near Calcutta, drank up all the beer, and destroyed 6 illegal Indian breweries. Hmm. Dumbfounded local officials said, apparently elephants really like beer.
Well,
now, how'd they get them open?
I don't know. They can do a lot of stuff when I was drunk.
I guess. All right.
All right. Finally, it was on this date in 1998. Two people jumped to their deaths from the roof of a building where police raided an illegal cricket fight in Shanghai. About 100 people were gambling on the insect fights. Police confiscated over $108,000.
Yipes.
Cricket fights.
Man. And then the crickets drank all the beer.
Man. All right, well, there's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. We play Outburst next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your Friday. And our video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Go to BigShow.com, click on the banner, get your tickets, and you'll see our video, I Don't Want That.
This guy's funny. He's a content creator. I thought at first he was a comedian, but all he does is create content for the web. And so he, in these series, he's called them I Don't Want That. He goes to a drive-thru and makes a character voice, and he's like, what do you suggest? And they'll name all
okay.
I don't want that.
I thought you might have named it because I'm giving away stuff from my office this week.
No, that's what the audience is saying.
That's a whole different series.
Yeah.
Fine. Check it out at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get some winning
again. Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Frank from Cameron, West Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Frank! Hey. Good morning, Cameron. How's the boy this morning?
Oh, doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Yeah, buddy. We all good, Cameron. All right, buddy.
John Boy
stuff. All right, Cameron. Let's get through these three categories and then get you your prizes. In 5 seconds, we need three wars. Ready, go.
World War I, Vietnam War, Korean War.
All right, Frank, now three places you find beer. Ready, go.
Bar, supermarket, and sports arena.
All right, spin it out there, Frank, for the win. Three kinds of fights. Ready, go.
Dog fight. Cock fight. And cat fight.
All right, at the buzzer, there you go. Liquid Performance, John Boy and Billy Bucket headed your way, and you're the first name in the hat for the Mayberry Deputy Motorcycle Bobblehead and my Dancing Fishing Hamster Christmas present from 03 from Tater.
Really? I've seen both of them.
I got them right here. Yeah.
I think it was Mayberry.
All right. Well, you in there, yeah, Frank? If you hang on, you get your info to Jackie, and we on the way.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. On the other side, we'll call up some happy boys and then Lipless. All right, some new material coming up. Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Go first thing this morning, calling all happy boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. In the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, here he is. Let's welcome Lipless.
Morning there, y'all, boy. Morning, Willie.
Hey.
Morning, Big Show Gang. Hey there, Jackie.
Hey there.
And I'll tell you a favorite.
Yes, I love you.
I sound crazy in the way, well, I'll take it. Yeah, yo, what is Lipless? And this is one of my favorite times of the year. It's almost Halloween. And for all the little Gooch and Collins out there getting ready for a trick or treat, I rung in some spooky Halloween jokes.
All right.
Go get ready, because here they come. Why are skeletons so easy to get along with?
Why are skeletons so easy to get along
with?
Nothing gets under their skin.
That's a lot better than what I had. I had, because they're usually around a bunch of boneheads.
A bunch of boneheads.
Boneheads. Okay. There you go. How did the all-ghost football team win the championship?
How did the all-ghost football team win
football
the championship?
Right.
Well, they had great team spirit.
I had they beat the dead skins.
They beat
the dead skins. Yeah, oh, okay. Right. I don't think you can say that. Why not? We can live later. I'd not be. All right, here you go, Lord. What happened when a wolf man went to the flea circus?
And the wolf man went to the flea circus.
Yeah.
Why, he stole the whole show.
Well, anyway, we got him real hard. He picked up a nervous tick.
He picked up a nervous tick.
A nervous tick. All right, what else? Why didn't the mummy
have any friends?
Why didn't the mummy
have any friends?
Well, he was too wrapped up in himself.
He was in that pyramid so long, all his friends died before he got out.
He was
so,
in the pyramid. Yeah. Okay.
Not as good
well,
as
well, that's not good.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
No. Or he goes, what do you call a chicken that honks your house?
A chicken that honks your house.
God.
A poultrygeist.
I had Boojangles.
Boojangles. Boojangles.
Or he go, why did the Cyclops quit his job as a school teacher?
Why did the Cyclops quit his job as a school teacher? Well, he only had one pupil.
I think I might get what you got on you right here. Yes.
What?
I had... Him and the school board didn't see eye to eye on stuff.
Him and the school board.
Him and the school board didn't see eye to eye.
You got a lot of that going around now.
Right,
here you go. What's Dracula's least favorite food?
Dracula's least favorite food. A steak.
I had garlic knots from Pizza Hut.
Garlic knots?
No reason why I don't like garlic.
No.
All right, I got one more.
Okay.
Why did the ghost and his ghost wife get divorced?
Why did the ghost and his ghost wife get divorced? Okay. Well, he knew she could see right through him.
Doggone him one more time. He got tired of hooking up with all her sheep. Reckon that's it for right now. You kids out there, how hard is it Halloween? The next time, this is Litless, and this is Litless. Oh, now, I'm gone.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
You come to me today because, you know, no Sicilian can refuse a request on the day of his daughter's wedding. I shall grant your request. Someday, I may ask a favor of you. Maybe a haircut. Maybe I'll ask you to lay down your life for me. Maybe I'll just ask you to listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Would you rather wake up with a horse's head or these two horses' asses?
Shows on the radio. The boys racing in Charlotte this weekend. It's a Roval 400 Sunday. Yeah, get away some old stuff in my office, man. Go back. Ooh, I love when we would start the car. Let's go back in the mid-90s. Bring back some memories for you, isn't it?
I'm pretty confident about what I'm doing. And we're good friends, but I'm going to stick it right up as we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Drop the rag. Let's go.
Tired of the pressure, so tired of the pace.
I don't think I really have to say much. Obviously, Ernie has had an excellent recovery.
Stop the car.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us live from Daytona is ODW, Darrell Wall Tripp.
I don't know what you said. I can't hardly hear you, man. I'm just now going into turn three.
Hey, you John Boy.
How do you get an edge in this thing? Come up with a solution to that, come tell us. We'd like to know.
Say what you want about guys like Earnhardt and Petty and so forth, but really, it's John Boy.
We're going out with dignity. We're going out with style. We'll lay down that hammer, baby. Make our own road.
Winston Cup Racing has generally been thought of as country music type deal, but good old rock and roll, that's where it's at.
Things that are like
lot better than winning a race, but in racing, winning is it. That's what you have to do. That's why we're here. That's the only thing.
Let's go race.
Come on, baby.
A lot of times, you know, you'll be coming off, say, turn four, and you'll really be flying, boy, and you'll be behind somebody. You're going to pull out past the guy and you go,
and what kind of sound does the car make?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Mount Olive Pickles, making great products since 1926. And you will be qualified for the drawing at the end of the show for my fishing hamster tater Christmas present from 03 and the Mayberry Deputy Motorcycle and Sidecar Bobblehead.
Batteries not included.
As we do stuff from my office. All right, first, let's get our Friday song out here.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
I don't want to work. I don't want to bang on your drum all day.
I have people skills.
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on your drum all day.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
The workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign? Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little.
Well, but we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So are you gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
Wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay?
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
No, man.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down.
I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, now, Build Like Friday, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out back in 1898, to combat the very new problem of having to enforce speed limits, the New York City Police Department started using these to chase down speeding motorists.
Bicycles.
That's right. Get on a bike and run them down. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy.
Well, it was a lot harder than you make it sound. They had that great big wheel on the front.
I guess so. All right. In 1984, Ronald Reagan became the first sitting president to attend one of these sporting events.
Was it a pickleball tournament? Because I came about right about that.
Y'all going to get this. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. It's Sunday, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets when you click on the banner at thebigshow.com. That's where you get the video. I don't want that. I got a dude having fun to drive through, make your daily visit. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. And now, the man who puts the TGI in Fridays and the fat boy in Fat Boy's Barbecue Hut, he's John Boy.
And thank you. Let's say hey to John Henry out of Smith Station, Alabama. Good morning, John Henry.
Johnny Frank, Billy James, how y'all
faring? Hey, Billy Owen.
Yeah, Billy's middle name, Billy Owen. All right, good. All right, well, good, John Henry. Let's see, buddy, what you got? 1984, Ronald Reagan became the first sitting president to attend one of these sporting events.
Well, that would be NASCAR. That would be the Daytona 500. Ooh. Bobby Allison and Cale Yarborough got in a fight at the end of the race. Out there in the infield.
Oh, all right. Well,
could you be more specific?
I think it's off a few years. Wait a minute. First, let's find out. Is John Henry right? It was a NASCAR race.
Southern is that?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, John Henry. Now, I think that fight, that was in the 70s. This is when Richard Petty won his 200th career race.
Yep.
At this 84.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And wow. Somebody did a really nice photo of
Air Force One landing, and it was like looked like it was right over the track.
Yeah, awesome, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I got one of them right anyhow.
Yeah, it's okay.
You did well.
You did. Mm-hmm. So you got the Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. I might just keep my dancing fishing hamster since you were wrong.
I knew that's what he's going to start doing.
That'll learn you.
He's going to promote this stuff and make it seem cool again.
No, I'm still going to register John Henry for my dancing fishing hamster.
I got to go to Spencer's all over the world trying to find one.
Oh, no. It's a collector.
Yeah. So I got her daters' fans when I found out she gave that. This was a Christmas present from Marcy back in 2003.
Yeah. She walked it in with hamster. It. I was like, oh, I'm so touched. You're giving it away.
Now,
oh.
You didn't skip buying insulin that week to pay for this, or
you know, I had to scrape. I will. It was some lean years.
Okay. That's why we're not all calling it win junk from John Boy's office.
Thank you.
It's stuff, man.
Yeah. That was thought about. That was a thought-through present.
Hey, John Henry, you did good, buddy. You got it all coming your way. We'll see who wins that at the end of the show. All right, buddy?
All right, man. God bless y'all. Take care.
Love you, mean it. Hang on. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. But it's about 20 minutes away. Opening up a brand new script, acting out in Friday Morning Playhouse. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right. On the brand new Win John Boy stuff, we have a grand prize every weekday. Starting next week, we'll have some stuff on thebigshow.com. Be able to register to win. Check out cool stuff. I'll just tell you, next week, a Kevin Harvick bobblehead and my Princess Diana beanie baby.
Oh.
That's the one that showed up on the web that was worth $15,000.
Nope, nope, no, it wasn't. Nope.
That's what they said it was, nope, and I went what, home nope. and I found it in the wife's Beanie Baby stuff.
Nope, that's what you said. No, that Beanie Baby is not worth that much money. You can't say it on the radio and then give it away, and then people are going to come to you and ask for their money.
Well, I found that it's not worth $15,000.
There, you can say
that's the false information that I got, and I was so excited about it. Finally, I had something. Let us say it was worth something.
What would you say it actually is worth?
I don't know. A couple bucks, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. Let's leave it at that.
Because you pulled it up and showed me on eBay. It's like, this, yeah. So, yeah. All right. Well, it's special in my heart, and it's very nice. It's in a case and everything.
That's why.
Don't touch him. He might be hurt.
That's why he's giving it away.
I like that better than the Kevin Harvick bobblehead that's still in the box. You get that, too.
See, I know what he's going through because I'm kind of the same way. I can't just throw away good stuff.
I know.
I have to either sell it or give it to somebody.
That's right.
I do understand.
So what better way? Let our listeners enjoy the stuff. Like today, our Mayberry Deputy Bobblehead Motorcycle and Sidecar. And the fishing dancing hamster that Tater gave me for Christmas back in 03. By the way, has she got it? She's trying to get the battery to
play. She's worrying me to death about it. First, I had to carefully open the box without damaging it. Then she noticed that the batteries have a childproof screw in them. And, of course, that stunk her. So
This is the hardest this group has worked together on a project in years. And there's nothing to show for it at the end.
Right.
There.
So what song is it supposed to play?
Here it is.
Oh, you got it. Okay. She's squeezing the hamster foot and is supposed to play.
You hear it?
No, let me turn your microphone up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worth it.
I can't.
You're not missing much.
It's saying.
Yeah, I think it got a little too much dust. I don't know. That was it.
I can't tell. Just tell me, please. Tell me what the song is.
I stuck on a feeling. Ooh, ja-caca. Ooh, ja-chaka. Ooh, ja-chaka.
No, as hooked on a feeling, stupid, as a fishing hamster. Stuck on a feeling wouldn't make any sense.
Is this like the Mayberry Deputy or some bootleg version?
And, of course, by stupid, he means sweetie.
Yeah.
It's my gift that he can sing however it wants to sing.
So anyway, more fun to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give this dumb thing away.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your Friday, October the 8th. And we're about 20 minutes away from catching up with Dr. Comedian John Reap, as we do every Friday for Small Town News from his country-ish podcast. So we'll do that. Right now, we're going to do this Playhouse. You ready, baby?
Yeah.
Glad I want to say you are. Okay. In action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Earl pops the question. As our story opens, business tycoon Earl Hafler is seated at a prime table at Roger Staubach's House of Beef in Dallas, Texas.
Good evening, Mr. Hafler. How was your meal?
Perfect as usual, Rick. Listen, my date's in the little girl's room, and when she gets back, bring out a bottle of your best champagne and price is no object.
Absolutely. Are we celebrating something?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm about to get engaged.
Congratulations. I'll let your server know.
Yeah, better shake a leg. Here she comes. Here comes the lucky gal right now.
All right, I'll bring it right out.
Thanks.
Sorry about that, honey. You know how it is. When nature calls, the only thing a gal can do is answer it. So, who was that guy you were talking to?
Oh, that was the manager. I was ordering us a little after-dinner champagne.
Ooh, I love champagne.
Yeah, well, I got a feeling you're really going to love this.
Wow. Is that real, Earl? That is the biggest diamond ring I ever saw. It is beautiful.
Not half as beautiful as you, sweet cheeks. Now look, I love that line. That never gets old. Look, I'm a bottom line guy, so I'll cut right to the cheese. Let's get married.
Married? But Earl, I just met you this morning at Fitness Plus.
Do that little laugh. Look, there's something you need to know about me, sugar. 10 years ago, I had a massive heart attack. It changed my whole outlook on life. I went toe-to-toe with death and came out on top. And I learned a big lesson. Life is short. If you see something you like, go for it. And since I like you, let's get married.
Wow, this is wild.
No. There's one more thing you need to know about me. I love golf. I play at least one round every day, two on the weekend. And when I'm not golfing, I'm watching the Golf Channel. Outside of running my company, golf is my main passion in life. That ain't going to be a problem, is it?
No, of course not. But speaking of passions, there's something you should probably know about me too, Earl. I'm a hooker.
Wow.
A hooker?
Yeah. Is that a problem?
Well, not really. All you got to do is keep your head down and don't bend your wrist when you swing. Hey, look, here comes the champagne.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
If that top was any more low cut, it'd be a thong. Do that laugh again.
Oh, you're so funny, Earl.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old swing coach say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
It's the Big Show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, I love all those fine, big, strong radio men. Walter Winchell, Cousin Brucey, Wolfman Jack, John Boy and Billy. Oh, John Boy and Billy. That only two white men ever make me more.
Woo!
I feel so vulnerable. Come on! You'll limp back. We walk over, but you'll limp back. Come on!
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Friday, checking some of our funny buddies moving around. You got Bert Kreischer playing tonight at the Municipal Auditorium in Charleston, West Virginia. Well, Bert, John Boy Miller said, duh-huh. You know what you mean? John Reap is playing Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh, North Carolina, tonight and tomorrow night. And then we got James. All right, yeah, if you had tickets to the Brunswick, Georgia show, been postponed. That was a little COVID deal. Same thing for Dublin, Georgia tomorrow night. Find out when James is going to be near you. Just hold on to your tickets if you got them. Go to funniestman.com. And actor, comedian, speaking of John Reap, he joins us for Small Town News from his Country-ish podcast coming up in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win is the current events quiz. Take C. Get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes, but right now.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
As I hear comedian John Reeve from his country-ish podcast. By the way, he is playing Goodnight's Comedy Club, Raleigh, North Carolina. You got him tonight and tomorrow night. And we got him right now for our small town news, as we do every Friday morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, boys. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
I got a question for y'all.
All right.
Do you like nuts?
Love nuts.
Me too. Well, I know where you can get a lot of nuts for free.
Ooh.
There's a squirrel that stored 350 pounds of walnuts inside of a truck.
Oh, well.
He's a long hauler, I guess.
Did he work at Sam's Club or something? That's a lot of nuts.
That's right. There is a red squirrel that is nuts for walnuts in Fargo, North Dakota.
Ah, red squirrel, not the grays that we have around here.
Yeah, yeah. It's some Fargo grays or red squirrels up there. They put stuff in the wood chipper up there. Bill Fisher's his name. He said he came home from a four-day work trip and discovered that his Chevy Avalanche was filled with walnuts. Well, there you go. It was an avalanche.
What do you expect? Here we go.
I mean, even squirrels know guys who drive those have no nuts. He was trying to help out.
Did he put him in the back? Because that's a smaller bed in the avalanche, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple of the larger ones hanging off the trailer hitch for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, avalanches are like the El Camino of SUVs, huh?
That's right. Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Well, and these nuts were huge, too. These were black walnuts.
Ah.
Each one is the size of a lime.
Why they got to be black?
They're way bigger than English walnuts, sadly, which is the size of a lima bean, I think.
You happy now, Randy? Yes.
There are photos on his Facebook page that show the walnuts were tucked into every nook and cranny of the Chevy.
Oh, man.
Just like Caitlyn Jenner. He drove the Chevy, which was heavy. Now the Chevy is pie. These nuts were everywhere, too, including the engine compartment and the fenders. He said he had to remove, he filled 7 6-gallon buckets.
Wow.
Of nuts. He said, I had to pull off the fenders just to get all the nuts out. I thought I had them all, so I drove down the road. I turned the corner, and I found one rolling down the windshield where the wipers go.
Wow.
Yeah, this squirrel is a scavenger hunt champion. And as nutty as all this might seem, it is not the first time that it's happened. Fisher said red squirrels have been using his truck to store walnuts from his neighbor's tree since 2013.
Well, so these could be some old nuts that he's just finding now. Could be.
Yeah, right. And he said, I've got other vehicles that sit very close to that tree, but it's always this truck.
Huh.
Yeah. Obviously, this squirrel hates that truck. They don't even make them anymore. They're natural disasters. Maybe the truck ran over its family or something. I don't know. He said, I've even parked way out on the street on purpose, as far away as I can from the walnut tree, and they still go find the avalanche and hide them in there.
Oh, my.
That's crazy.
I don't think this wouldn't happen to a diesel, would it? I mean, those can run on peanut oil. Maybe the squirrel's trying to save the planet.
Oh, man.
Maybe if it were a Hemi, right?
Yeah, you know about them.
Those are hemispherical like the walnuts. But over the years, Fisher has learned how to deal with the squirrely behavior.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It keeps happening every year.
What was he doing this?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. He said he knows when the walnuts fall off the tree that it's time to check the engine.
Ah.
He's also learned to wait until there are no walnuts left lying under the tree before cleaning up. I think he needs a garage.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think he needs some friends to help eat all these walnuts.
Yeah. So he said he learned to deal with it, just wait until the squirrel finishes and then clean them up. Okay, so he's got a plan.
Yeah, get a dog.
Yeah, you are.
He said still he wasn't ready for just how many nuts the squirrel would actually squirrel away this year. The squirrel set a record, he said. Most I've ever pulled out was 4 or 5 6-gallon buckets this year. It was 7 buckets filled with these walnuts. He said next year he'll be on the new season of Hoarders. Fisher had to remove the fenders from the truck to even reach some of the nuts. So he's now offering any human who wants free nuts, you know, much to the chagrin of the squirrel. He's going to throw them away, any of the ones that aren't claimed. Because sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
All right.
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Check out John Reeves' Country-ish podcast, and he is Goodnight's Comedy Club, Raleigh, North Carolina, shows tonight and tomorrow night. Be careful out there, John. Appreciate you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
Hi, my boy.
Y'all bring him some nuts.
Billy, let's play this current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
Dumb Crook News, Grocery Store Edition.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. You take C, you will win. We play next. Shows on the radio rolling through you Friday. Video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets by clicking on the banner when you go to thebigshow.com. And that's where you'll see the video. I don't want that.
Very well done.
Thank you very much. Check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Come your head.
Yeah, let's say hey to Sean out of Hazel Green, Alabama. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, John Boy. How y'all doing today?
Man, we are doing good. Welcome in here. Alright, buddy, listen to Bidley and win.
Well, a man was arrested for alleged vandalism in the produce section at a grocery store in Virginia. Police say the 27-year-old suspect took several produce items off of a store display, rubbed them on his naked rear end, and then put them back on the rack. The vandal was arrested and charged with indecent exposure and destruction of property. The store discovered the crimes after A, customer watched it happen, B, a security guard saw it on a video camera, or C, another customer tasted way too much butt in his butter beans.
What you got, Sean?
Well, with that one, I think I'm going to have to take C.
Yeah. All right, Sean. Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit in the John Boy and Billy Bucket. Your name goes into the hat for the drawing at the end of the show for the Dancing Fishing Hamster and the Mayberry Deputy Bobblehead Motorcycle and Sidecars. We continue to give away John Boy's stuff.
Sorry, we had to take the batteries out. Marcy had pulled them out of her little insulin dispenser.
Triple A's are hard to find.
All right, y'all. Good work, buddy. You hang on.
I appreciate it.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, get our time capsule for this October the 8th. Then, get a visit from Alan Swan.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It is time to excite.
Yo, what? Hold on. No, Patrick, what are you doing in Rafe's office? Spell it is what? Smelling his wrist. Oh. Hell, I guess it could be worse knowing Rafe. Set your white ass down. Yo, what's up? Welcome to Axe Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need for all your, what you call, interpersonal relationshipacies. Dig this. Mr. Turner, I've been married for a little over a year. My wife is a wonderful woman. She's very reserved, and most people think she's a little nerdy. But they don't know her like I do. When the sun goes down and the lights go out, she turns into a wildcat. Jackpot. Some mornings I can barely drag myself out of bed. I'm a very lucky man. However, a new wrinkle has developed. It's gonna happen, brother. Get used to it. She made me a very nice meal last week. Fillet mignon, champagne, and chocolate souffle, what's that word, little buddy?
Souffle.
Souffle. Oh, fancy. I know she was up to something, but I wasn't ready when she asked me to take her to a swingers weekend. I'm not even sure what that is. Can you help me? Signed, Suspicious Steve in Shreveport. Dear Steve, the fact that you don't know what it is probably why she wants to go. So it sounds like my brother got a live one. It should come as no surprise to you that Ike has been to a swingers weekend or 12. Where you think I met all my wives. Ha ha. Hi-ho. In retro speculation, that may have been one of the reasons none of them lasted too long. Well. But I regress. Well, if you're going to take the missus for a throwdown in Hoetown, you sure enough need a crash course in swinging before the panties get to flinging. You dig? Let me preach on it. Now, the fact that your old lady is fantasizing about a freak fest says a couple of things. One, she is probably one of them, what you call, nymphomaniacs. Or B, after only a year, she's ready to do anything with anybody as long as it ain't you. And these ain't necessarily bad things. Trust old Ike, my brother. The swingers weekend is going to be an answer to your prayers. Look at it like going to school. A school filled with a bunch of damn horny weirdos. Now, judging from your letter, and you'll probably see Hanson there, and judging from your letter, Ike believes that your erotical tastes run to the mild side. Well, my brother, get ready for the wild side. But you got to be preparified so you don't get scarified. Now, here's a few tips. First off, brother, you got to be ready to pass your old lady around like a plate of horse duvers. And all kinds of guys, too. Not just the good-looking ones. Fat guys, old guys, little guys, guys in hop-along Cassidy outfits, with guys with propeller hats. It's like going to the big show, but everybody's naked and standing in line to play Texas Hold'em with your wife. Now, that's hard for some dudes to take. If you need a little courage, do what I do. NyQuil with a sterno chaser. And make sure she plays it safe, because you don't want no souvenir showing up at 9 months. But that ain't the end of your problems, brother. You can't just go and be one of them, what you call, a casualty observers. You're going to have to perform. Now, I know what you're thinking. Man, what's up with that, man? But don't freak out. Just pay attention. Take what you call mental notifications and experimentate. You'll be in the middle of a whole smorgasbord of sensual pleasures. But it ain't without its dangers. It could be a minefield of mistaken identities. Word to the wise, no matter how good she might look, if she got an Adam's apple like Jim Carrey, move along, you dig? And then when you finally leave Freakville and get back to the real world, you've augmented your pornophilological portfolio with a million new exotical pleasures. Now maybe you'll finally be able to please that Skankahorus Rex you married to and won't have to go back to the Penicillin Hilton. But if it turns out that she can't be satisfied, you might want to go back for a second semester of Swinging 101. Or you could just save the wear and tear on your pride and your hide and give her one last thrill by putting that boot in a place where she poots because, you know, damn. This is Ike. Peace out.
If you are desperate enough to ask Ike, mail to Ask Ike, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 7663, Charlotte, N.C., 28241.
Damn.
Yeah.
John Boy and Billy.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio, rolling through your Friday. Well, we're always honored to have a visit from a true legend of the silver screen. Please welcome back to the big show, Mr. Alan Swan.
Your Honor, may I address the jury?
The sure.
Your Honor, your duty is clear, good people. You must weigh the evidence laid before you. You must search your soul for the truth. And once you do, you will see that my client is innocent. And if not, this whole trial is out of order. Attica! Attica! Attica!
Mr. Swan, it's me, John Boy.
John Boy, good heavens. Bailiff, why isn't this man in leg irons? This is not justice.
Mr. Swan, you're in the Big Show studios.
Ah. And when do we break for lunch? Either the septics have backed up or we're having cabbage again.
Your color is really great. I see you've been getting out in the sunshine.
I have. I've been engaged in one of my favorite pastimes.
And what's that?
Getting out in the sunshine. You should pay closer attention to the conversation.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes, the great outdoors. I've been hiking in the Canadian wilderness.
Wow, it's beautiful up there.
Yes, huh? Beautiful and dangerous. Our guide, Niblick, taught us about bears this time. Brown bears are usually harmless and avoid contact with man. But to be safe, they suggest attaching small bells to your backpack and vest so the bears can hear you coming and scurry away.
Well, that makes sense.
But be warned. The grizzly bear is extremely dangerous. It's interesting to note that grizzlies are territorial, and if you see any of their droppings, you should evacuate the area immediately.
So, how do you know if they're grizzly bear droppings?
They're full of small bells. Tell me, John Boy, do you know why bears are large, brown, and hairy?
No.
If they were small, white, and round, they'd be eggs. Yes, I love a good hike. Oh. I took my old friend Renfie on a hike. I said, Renfie, old boy, did you see that magnificent eagle over there? He said, no. A while later, I commented, Renfie, did you see that adorable little river otter frolicking on the bank? He replied, no. A short distance later, I said, Renfie, did you see that glorious elk near the tree line? And he said, no. I said, damn it, Renfie! Why are you even here, man? Keep your eyes open. You're missing everything. Renfie was indignant. I said, Renfie, lad, did you see that? He erupted. Yes, I did. I saw it clearly. I dare say I saw it before you did. I said, I see. Then why did you step in it? By the way, it took him an hour to get all those little bells off his shoes.
Well, nothing like a good hike and a great outdoors.
You know, I made quite a living at it in my youth.
Well, I never heard of a professional hiker. You paid? Did somebody pay you to go hiking?
Well, you see, Mr. Jones, our next door neighbor, When my father left for work in the morning, Mr. Jones came over to see my mother and handed me $5 and said, take a hike. Ah, the good old days.
You always have such great stories.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must adjourn. I have an appointment for a pedicure before my big date tonight.
But you don't seem like a pedicure guy.
Well, you know what they say. Toes before hose. Ciao, John Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Swan, the world's greatest actor.
I'm not an actor! Damn you! I'm a movie star!
Away to work, my lips don't touch. Well, our kind is hot. I'm also fun, a son of a gun. Everyone knows it's Lantless. It's Lantless. It's Lantless. My joke for Radio 6. It's Lantless. It's Lantless. A funny son of a gun. I'm coming up every new dog. Hang on. Oh, oh, oh.
What?
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. All right, then. Got another game to go. Famed Wordy Word will be played in a little under 20 minutes. And I'll tell you that. So we got to get our fourth name in a hat for the grand prize drawing and win John Boy's stuff and the Mayberry Deputy bobblehead along with the Dancing Fishing Hamster. Tater gave me for Christmas back in 03.
At least.
So did you really put the new batteries in to get it?
I did.
The same, but did you take them back out?
No, they're in there.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
I'm just disappointed.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It just makes noise, but it's more like a... like all the mechanics are...
Well, that's a cute little hamster holding a fishing rod and a brim.
Let's not talk a lot about it because she may ask me to take it apart and repair it. There's a part of me that goes, hell yeah, I will.
I just hate the toy's not living up to its full potential. It's not like it was heavily played with or anything.
I'm convinced I could fix it, but I don't want to.
Right, yeah. So you're going to have a lot on your plate anyway because beginning next Monday, next week, we're going to have... a couple of prizes at thebigshow.com where you can go and actually see what you can win out of my office.
Oh.
And then you can register and win them there.
Online.
Uh-huh. So yeah. I see that the hamster didn't make the cut.
No. The fishing hamster didn't make the cut.
Fine. No, I add salt to my injuries. Fine.
Yeah, so next Monday, I already figured it out. I grabbed some stuff off the shelf. I got a Kevin Harvick bobblehead still in the box. And a Princess Diana beanie baby in a clear plastic case.
Do not.
I'm not going to say
what I thought it was worth.
Okay. But it's not that much. But I don't know how much you could get out of it.
Oh, gee.
Your
ship
might come in.
Stop.
Okay.
I do, and not that much.
It won't be a ship.
Anyway, you'll make you some money. Bet on everything that Tom's going to tell you about the NFL this weekend. All right, he's coming up in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a variety pack of Astera Labs products. Pharmaceutical-grade CBD made in the USA. No bitter aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com. Click on the Astera Labs banner. Enter code JBB. Get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. Also, you'll be qualified to win John Boy's stuff. As I continue to go through great stuff from my office this morning, it's the Fishing Dancing Hamster. I found out that Tater gave me for Christmas in 03.
He found out yesterday.
It was a lean year, but I still got you a gift.
When he came and brought it in and said, look at some of the crap I had in there.
Dancing fly guy hamster. Oh, so it's very cute. Very
batteries
very cute.
Not included.
And I got the Mayberry Deputy Motorcycle Sidecar bobblehead.
Oh, yes, those are special. Right. That is custom made.
It's very special. It's, yes, it is.
It's indicated on the bottom. I think it says China.
Next week, we'll have some stuff at thebigshow.com for you to register on the website. We don't want anybody left out. You don't have to. But these special out of my office, you got to win a game, of course, a daily game, then the grand prize. Oh, yeah. It's all falling together.
Yeah. Yes.
Is
literally. No, literally falling together.
All right. Well, right now it is time for our Friday morning quarterback, Tom Sorensen. He'll pick every game in the NFL this weekend in about 30 minutes. First, let's review last weekend. Oh, good morning, Tom, by the way. Good morning, buddy.
By the way, good morning. How you doing?
Good. We're doing good. Thank you for joining us. Tough week last week, man. It was tough. I don't know if anybody had a good weekend picking them. You went 7-9 for the season. You're 37-27. And for the first time, you lost your lock of the week. Oh, this hurt, man. AFC team, Tennessee Titans, lost to the winless New York Jets in overtime, 27-24.
And you know what? When I made this pick last week, you told me, you said, I thought you were going to go with Buffalo. And I thought, Buffalo's given up 16. That's too many. And then they won by 40. So I should have listened to your wisdom.
That's one. All right. Well, for the season on your locks, you are 3-1. So, all right. Now you're going to get back on track. So, last week, Tom, biggest game of the week. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing about Tom Brady returning to New England.
Now, that was a big deal, and it was, you know, I think the pregame coverage seemed to last longer than the game, but it was a good game. It was a very good game. New England kept it a lot closer than I thought, and Brady and the fellows pulled it out by barely. But it was fun to watch in the rain up there, and, you know, I look at those fans, and it's raining hard, and they're wearing coats, and I'm thinking, I'm so glad I live in Charlotte.
That is the truth. And you were saying the most awkward moments of the week involved coaches and intimate situations. And there was one with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady you talk about.
Yeah, it's raining hard. And he comes up the way players do, the way coaches do. And he gives Brady a post-game hug. It lasted 4 seconds. And Belichick looked – what he looked like is like if you run into an ex-wife at a function – and she comes up and gives you a hug, and while she's hugging, she whispers in your ear, "More alimony now." And that was kind of what the situation was like, and that was a look that Belichick had, and hopefully you guys never have to go through that.
This sounds like a story you might have actually experienced at some point.
You draw from your own experiences in these, in these things, Randy.
All right. And so the other one was, boy, this one was awkward. Urban Meyer, who won national championships at Florida and Ohio State, is moved to the NFL this season. He's the head coach at Jacksonville. Jacksonville was 0-3 and playing terribly. And then week four, they played a Thursday night game at Cincinnati, and they lost on a last-minute field goal. They played their best game. Rest of the team, everybody, coaches, players, got on the team playing. Flew back from Cincinnati to Florida. Urban Meyer stayed. He owns a bar and a restaurant in Columbus, Ohio, where Ohio State is.
Right.
And he went there instead. And I'm telling you, when there's a double standard, everybody is aware of it, and people weren't happy. So Urban goes, his story is he goes to his restaurant bar with his family. And some people in there say, hey, can we have a picture taken with you? He goes to have the picture taken. He sits at the bar, and there's a video of a woman, blonde, of course, in front of him dancing, and he is inches away from her. And then after he says, you know, nothing happened, she's dancing in front of me, another video comes out that appears to show him touching her. He just got ripped because his team's 0-4. His players are back in Jacksonville, and here he is living it up or down or in whatever direction you want to assess to it, apply to it in Ohio. So he gets back, and the owner, to his credit, and then Shad Khan, says, he said it was inexcusable what Meyer did. So he apologizes, Urban Meyer does, the coach, apologizes to the owner, apologizes to the players, And according to, and I know the guy who wrote the story, according to Sports Illustrated, after Urban Meyer left, after meeting with some players, they laughed. Like, yeah, right. We buy that explanation. And then he apologized to his wife, whom he acknowledged was definitely upset.
Ooh, she was last on the list of apologies, huh? Ooh, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, and, Jackie, I don't know what you would do if a guy in your life were caught on video, perhaps touching a woman in a place that probably he shouldn't be since he's married and stuff. But I just know that if you're in a marriage or a meaningful relationship or both, it's probably not good business, you know? Yeah. And now,
it could have been worse, though. That could have been how the Brady Belichick thing went.
How do you know it didn't?
Well, at least I didn't have to see that.
Oh, man, that is good. Yeah, that could have been. But I tell you, the fact he may have lost that locker room, and he was moving that way. There's just a lot of conflict down there. And being 0-4 doesn't help, and being 0-4, half the country away from your team doesn't help either. So there are betting sites that take bets on who the first coach will be, who's either fired or leaves on his own accord. And Urban Meyer is now their favorite.
Oh, well, I heard when Urban was giving Trevor Lawrence some advice on his bachelor party that he had in Las Vegas. So a 21-year-old bachelor party in Vegas did better than his head coach after a loss in Ohio.
You are correct, yeah.
Stuff. All right. Well, looking at time, there was four of the NFL's undefeated teams that lost in Week 4. So one undefeated team remains, the Arizona Cardinals, with their little quick quarterback.
Oh, yeah, and it's a neat team. Their defense is playing better. And I look back, and at this point last season, there were 6 undefeated teams. So it's interesting that after only 4 weeks, they're down to 1. And last season at this time, there were 4 teams that didn't have a victory. And this season, there are only 2, Detroit and, of course, Jacksonville. And maybe parity is coming, but there is a balance this season, and it's been interesting to see. I mean, KC's losing. Buffalo's lost a game. A lot of the elite teams, every elite team but Arizona has. So it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I had Thursday night game last night, so the next game will be Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., because it is a London, England game. That's where we'll start picking them. Tom Angle, we'll see you in about 30 minutes and get picks for week 5. Already going into week 5, man.
Hey, real quick, you knew it was going to be in London as soon as you saw it was the Jets against Atlanta.
That's right. You always say that. It always works out. All right. Atlanta versus the New York Jets in London, 9:30 in the morning on Sunday. All right. We appreciate your time. Hang on, buddy. We'll get back with you.
Thank you.
All right, then. And let's play our wordy word game. Head on right here. Let's get our game going. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We'll team up and play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. We're running through your Friday. And our video of the day is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. It is this Sunday. Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets. You can click on the link at thebigshow.com. And, of course, see our video, I Don't Want That.
Actually, the way he says it is, it's kind of key. It's, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Oh, using your indoor voice.
Well, because that's how he
does. All right. Yeah. Whatever there, precious.
Whole.
All right. And we'll be taking a classic bit request off the wall coming up in minutes. But right now, let's do it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Tony from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Dumbway. How you doing?
Hey, we all good, man. Welcome. And you're playing Steve out of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, boys. Welcome. What?
I don't want to play them Bulldogs no more.
You don't want to play the Bulldogs no more.
You don't want to play Georgia Bulldog? Yeah, man. They kind of took y'all to the woodshed last weekend, didn't they? Enough ball talk.
They did,
all right,
John
good.
Boy. I'll talk sports with you.
He said he was done.
All right, then. Well, Steve, you were on Team Tater and Randy. And Tony on the John Boy and Billy side. Let's see what happens. We got two rounds to go. So, Steve, you relax. Me and Tony are going to go for the first 30 seconds. All right, Tony, you ready, buddy?
I'm ready, man.
I'll see what we can do. Ooh, all right. Start the clock now. This is a spice. You get blank buns. That's a famous bun.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, all right. All right, this is, you have one of these and four fingers on your hand.
Thumbs.
Yeah, leather and blank. You got a blank up. Yeah. All right. Another word for a traffic light.
This,
yes. All right. This keeps hot stuff hot, cold stuff cold.
Thermos.
Yeah. All right. A blank beam. In space, you have a. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good work, Tony.
I heard nothing.
Put a six on the board. What do you say, Marcy?
I'm turning up my headphones. I didn't hear anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, pay attention.
Okay. Ooga chucka.
Still sore about me giving away the dancing fishing hamster.
I think it's great. I'm glad it's a grand prize. It's wonderful.
Okay. Steve and Tater for round one. All right. I told you Tony got a six. All right, good. All right. Steve, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. And go.
What kind of dipping blank do you want with your chicken nuggets?
Sauce.
Yes. This grows in Georgia, the fruit. This is what happens a lot during the season. It's not a tornado. It's really big.
Hurricane.
You might belong to one of these if you are in the railroad or, you know, it's a work thing.
Auto worker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
These are the blue cartoon characters. Papa. Earth. Yes. If you are out of jail for a while, you're on?
Not bail. Bail.
Mm. No, probably.
I could hear him, but I couldn't understand him.
Don't you worry about it.
Well, okay, we'll take your word for it, too. All right. All right, good work. Steve put a five on the board.
Atta boy, Steve.
All right, so Tony leading by one, going into round two. All right, Tony, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And picking up on that last one. Go.
When you're out of prison, you have to report to this officer on a regular basis. Another word for probation. I'm on...
parole.
There you go. Now, let's see. This is a shiny stuff you might use in an art project for school.
Glitter.
Yep.
Glitter.
Let's see. A razor blank is what you use to sharpen... No. This is made out of leather.
A strap.
There you go. Rhymes with it. They lower these when you're landing the plane. You put down the...
Four.
Yep. There you go.
All right. Put a four on a six, a 10 for Tony. Randy and Steve, five will tie, six will win.
Shut up, Jackie.
Steve, are you ready?
She only pulls for me when the odds are against me.
All right. Steve can do it. Y'all listen carefully. Ready, go.
You wear this on your head. It's a baseball.
Yeah.
Yep. Rhymes with it. It's a kind of dancing. You put these things on your shoes. They also play it at funerals.
Military.
Taps.
Yeah, okay. So it rhymes with it. It's another word for poop.
Crap.
Yep. Rhymes with it. A bear might step in this. It's a bear.
Crap.
Yes.
Crap.
All right. We're done rhyming. Beef blank. It's a
food. Jerky.
No. It's got potatoes and...
If you would have said stew, it would have tied, but Tony wins by 10-9. Yeah, that was a good run at it, boys. Good run at it. Steve came up a little short, but you can try again anytime.
Good job, Steve.
Appreciate it. Good job, guys. Enjoyed it.
Appreciate you at Hot Springs there, buddy. You have a great day, man.
Yeah,
okay. All right, then. And Tony, look at you. Your variety pack of Asterolabs products coming your way, and you're the last name in the hat for my dancing fishing hamster and the Mayberry Deputy motorcycle bobblehead. As we continue, we ought to win stuff from my office.
Maybe it'll look great on your desk at your house. where you work. Maybe,
oh, man, I appreciate it.
Maybe on the, you know, the tool chest.
And it'll likely have just as much sentimental value for you being a stranger.
It has a cool sound to it.
And, okay, we got to go. We're in trouble.
Hang on, Tony.
Can I give a shout-out?
No, yeah, that'd be the time.
Okay. I want to give a shout-out to all my guys and girls down at G&W Equipment, and I want to tell Jackie Beck, quit using so much duct tape. He'll know what you mean.
All right, Tony, appreciate you and your boys. G&W Equipment, Charlotte, North Carolina, listening to The Big Show. Good morning. Got The Big Show on the radio. Got the classic beer request in the morning right here. Kathy Smith Day. Kathy says, wants to hear the room service call. All right, man. Been talking racing. It's back when it was down for the Daytona 500 a few years back. Rune Sorbees. You got it, Kathy. Coming up next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. It's a classic beer request. Take one every weekday about this timing. Shoot us a line at thebigshow.com or the John Boy Billy Facebook page. Like Kathy Smith Day wants to hear the room service call. We're in Universal Studios waiting for the Daytona 500 a few years back.
And you were ordering room service. How rare.
Wow, that one time we were out of town. All right, great.
Nope.
Here you go, Gabby.
So here we are at Daytona Beach for the race. I'm hungry. I call room service. Why do they get the people who most cannot, you understand them, answer the phone for room service?
You mean you're working for room service?
No, it sounds like it. Oh. All right, but this is what really happened when I tried to order breakfast. Okay, Billy, here's a script. I wrote it all down. Okay. You be me.
You're not going to be you?
No, I'm going to be me being the room server. You be me. Okay? You're okay. Me.
Well, you're right. They are hard to understand.
So we hadn't even started yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, now I started out. Okay.
Good morning, room sorbees.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'd dial room service.
Right, room sorbees. Morning. Do you wish to order something?
Yeah. I'd like some bacon and eggs.
How'd you lie then?
What?
Aches. How'd you lie then? Pride, boy, pooch.
Oh, the eggs. How do I like them? Scramble, please.
How'd you lie the bacon, crease?
Crisp would be fine.
Okay, and Santos?
What?
Santos, July Santos.
I don't know, but I don't think so.
No, judo one toes.
Look, I feel really bad about this, but I don't know what judo one toes mean. I'm sorry?
Toes. Why'd you don one toes? How about Singlish mopping we bother?
What? Oh, English muffin. I got it. Toaster English muffin. English muffin to be fine.
We bother?
No, just put the bother on the side.
What?
Butter on the side.
Copy?
I hate to say this, but...
Copy. Tea? Mill?
Oh, coffee, yeah. Coffee. Decaf, please. That's all.
One mini. As rune torino fee, strangle aches, crease bacon, tossy singlish mopping we bother, honey sigh and copy, right?
Whatever you say.
Okay, tinjuberry mud.
You're welcome.
And after that it came cold oatmeal, half a grapefruit, toast, and hot tea.
Perfect.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Friday, October the 8th. And I'm Friday morning quarterback Tom Sorensen with us on the line. Good morning again, Tom.
Good morning.
All right, buddy. All right. A tough weekend last week. It was a hard one, man. Teams won that weren't supposed to.
It was 7-9.
It was their fault.
I know.
No, but I lost every close game, man. I was kicking myself back.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up, man. It's a long season. And, and I had Randy. I hadn't seen, actually, the Urban Meyer video yet that we were talking about a while ago. Yeah, I don't think that was an accidental touch that he touched the baby doll there at the bar.
No, that's an educated touch.
And yeah, the referee would throw a flag.
Yeah, that's right.
In his defense, he could have been, blocking for himself.
Nice try, Tater.
She was a
little close. Well, as one says when bad news like this happens, when you're in a hole, stop digging.
Yeah.
It was close. All right, Dan. So, let's start in week number 5. As we said, it is a 9:30 a.m. Eastern game on Sunday morning. The New York Jets, the Atlanta Falcons in London, England.
Boy, Jets played well last week, and their young quarterback, the rookie, played really well. But I'm going to go with Ryan and the veteran Atlanta quarterback, Matt Ryan, and I will pick Atlanta in a close one.
All right, and I didn't tell you the records. Both teams 1-3 going to England this weekend. Then we have the early Sunday afternoon games. Look at the slate. We got the 3-1 Denver Broncos at the 1-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. And Tom, I didn't have time to get your take on that. A lot of people have been talking about the Steelers. Roethlisberger, is he old? Is it over? What's the deal? What's happening? What's your feeling on Pittsburgh Steelers so far?
I think you have to stop asking for him to answer.
Thank you for your help, Randy. Sure. Go ahead. I need you.
Well, I think he is old.
Urban Meyer you if I need you.
Oh, no, you won't.
All right, Tom.
He is old, and he is playing like it. And he's always a big guy, but he's always been able to move. And he is not moving this season. The problem is they have a terrible offensive line. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh does. And they don't really have a quarterback in waiting behind them. So they're going to stick with Big Ben. And this was the toughest game of the week. Denver lost its starting quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, last week. Mm. And as good as Denver's defense is, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh at home.
Wow, all right. Taking the Steelers and winning home. Then we got the 0-4 Detroit Lions at the 1-3 Minnesota Vikings.
This could be another London-esque game. Detroit has had moments, but boy, they got handled last week by Chicago. Minnesota has played a lot of close games, including last week against Cleveland. I think the Vikings finally figured out, and they win this one in Minnesota.
All right. The 3-1 Green Bay Packers at the 3-1 Cincinnati Bengals.
Now, Green Bay, we expected 3-1. The Bengals, Joe Burrow, their second-year quarterback, is really playing well. One guy can kind of be the catalyst for a change in the culture, and I think we're seeing that in Cincinnati. But Aaron Rodgers really has it working, and I'm going to go with Green Bay on the road.
The 1-3 Miami Dolphins at the 3-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Miami's in disarray right now, but boy, they have a good defense, and if this isn't real, well, it is for the championship of Florida because Jacksonville is not included, not after what their coach did. I'm going with Tampa Bay at home.
All right, Tampa Bay. The 1-3 New England Patriots at the 1-3 Houston Texans.
I think New England showed that they're starting to figure it out, which is what you expect under Bill. 4-second hug Belichick. I think Belichick's team will play well. I think the Patriots win this one easily.
The 2-2 New Orleans Saints at the 2-2 Washington football team.
Man, the Saints have been up and down, and I think Washington had something working. They had a comeback victory against Atlanta last week in Atlanta. And people want to play hard for Ron Rivera, and I think they're going to do that this weekend. And I think Washington beats the Saints.
All right. The 1-3 Philadelphia Eagles at the 3-1 Carolina Panthers.
You know, Carolina got handled a little bit last week by Dallas. Dallas's offensive line was better than Carolina's wanted defensive line, and Dallas's defensive line was better than Carolina's offensive line. But there was still some sparks. Sam Darnold looked good, and I think I just like what the Panthers have. They are a 3.5-point favorite. They win by 6. some fans won't like this, but Carolina is my lock of the week.
Okay, Panthers is the lock. All right. And we got the 2-2 Tennessee Titans at the 0-4 Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'll tell you, Tennessee is good coming off a loss. And their star running back, Derrick Henry, is from Jacksonville. And you know he's going to want to show off to his hometown fans. I think Tennessee wins this one easily.
Okay. The 2-2 Chicago Bears at the 3-1 Las Vegas Raiders.
It's a 4-5 game right here. And I like Vegas. I think they kind of got a hand to them last on Monday night in Los Angeles. But I think the Raiders bounce back.
All right, taking the Raiders. And there are four late games Sunday afternoon. Bears, Raiders first. Then we got the 3-1 Cleveland Browns at the 3-1 L.A. Chargers.
I'll tell you, the Chargers are playing really well, and I think they keep it rolling. They're going to win this. And Cleveland has had moments, very good defense, decent offense, but that won't be enough. And Chargers take this one.
And then we got the 1-3 New York Giants at the 3-1 Dallas Cowboys.
I think the victory by the Giants in overtime, great comeback last week, is going to give them some juice. But we saw Dallas last week, and that is a good team on both sides of the ball, and the Cowboys win this one.
Cowboys. Then we got the 2-2 San Francisco 49ers at the 4-0 Arizona Cardinals.
You know, two good teams. But I'm not picking against undefeated Arizona. Their defense really showed me something last week in their upset of the Rams, and I think they keep it going Sunday.
All right. Then Sunday night game on NBC, the 3-1 Buffalo Bills at the 2-2 Kansas City Chiefs.
This is just a good game. You know, I picked Buffalo in the Super Bowl before the season began. Lost their first one, and boy, they have been good since. And that offense is really clicking along, and I think Buffalo wins in the upset on the road.
Buffalo to win in the upset to keep Kansas City at the bottom of their division. All right, man. Then Monday night, the 1-3 Indianapolis Colts at the 3-1 Baltimore Ravens.
I'll tell you, the Colts are a good 1-3 team, and they are finally getting healthy. Carson Wentz is finally making that offense his, and I think they play really well. But Baltimore at home is going to win it in a close one.
All right, so taking Baltimore. All right. And the lock of the week is your Carolina Panthers over the Philadelphia Eagles by more than 3.5. And all of Tom's picks will be at the John Boy and Billy Facebook page if you want to review over the weekend for the kickoff on Sunday. All right, Tom, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a good one. Be careful.
All right, good. Hey, everybody there, have a good weekend, okay? And thank you.
All right, my boy. See you soon. All right, man, let's get it.
BitBox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere, find your fave at BigShow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animate.com.
All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your Friday. Kick your weekend with off with us on the Saturday show. I got it. That's going to be tomorrow morning right here. Right. We love you. We mean it.
I was thinking that this is the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation. As a result of what you've done, the world's never been closer together before.
Never mind that. Here comes Mongo. Oh, God.